This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Join today and let your voice be heard on policy issues that impact your farm. From Commodity Classic in San Antonio, I'm Dustin Huffman. The Iowa Corn Growers Association is taking some specific priorities to Corn Congress this week as it wraps up today at Commodity Classic. From tariffs and trade policies to nitrogen tools and access to clean fuel tax credits, the Iowa Corn Growers Association says the goal is simple: make sure farmers have a voice at the table. We'll hear from President Mark Mueller next.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is corn grows Iowa. Farmers that invest in the Iowa Corn Checkoff support expanding and building demand for corn in all forms. By pooling our resources, we are able to make a larger impact in research, market development, and education, and increase the return of investment for Iowa farmers. For more information, visit iowacorn.org.
ICGA President Mark Mueller says one of the biggest concerns they've raised at Corn Congress centers on tariffs and making sure farmers are not left out of trade discussions.
Probably first and foremost would be having farmer participation in setting tariff policies. There doesn't ever seem to be a farmer at the table when issues are being discussed for countervailing duties or things like that. And agriculture is affected by tariffs more than most industries. So we would advocate for a farmer presence of some sort. The details would obviously have to be hammered out later. But tariffs are affecting us.
Mueller says that tariffs impact agriculture more than most industries, yet farmers often don't have a direct representation when those decisions are made. Another major priority for Iowa Corn focuses on 45Z tax credits and creating what's known as a book and claim system so farmers can benefit from the sustainability practices they already implement.
We'd like to have a book and claim system to be able to allow farmers like myself to profit from the 45Z tax credits. In my particular case, I deliver my corn to an ethanol plant. We are not hooked up to any sort of pipeline. That would definitely benefit my ethanol plant. But I do practices that would make me classify as having a better carbon index score. I'm a no-till farmer. I use cover crops. I have wetlands to clean up my water. I use manure from a nearby dairy. I check all sorts of boxes, but yet I'm not able to cash in on those. But if we had a book and claim system, I would be able to self-certify and say, listen, here's the things I'm doing, like we do for so many other practices with the Farm Service Agency. And they would have their periodic spot checks to see if I'm really doing what I say I am. But the fact is, I am doing all these things, and I'm not able to capitalize on the 45Z tax credits.
When it comes to the tariff discussion specifically, he says Iowa's proposal passed, but not without a close vote among delegates.
There is probably the issue that had the closest vote was introduced by Iowa Corn, and we still carried that, but it was like a narrow majority, and that was on the tariff issue. For that matter, do we even want to have the word tariffs in there? Because we are normally an organization that supports and promotes free trade. No tariffs at all, but we're also dealing with the realities of today's world. We have an administration that's going to use tariffs, so let's see if we can steer those tariffs toward our benefit.
Mueller says that those tariff discussions stemmed from grassroots meeting back in Iowa, including concerns about ethanol imports and how trade policies applied. In addition to trade in 45Z, Iowa Corn is also advocating to broaden the category of nitrification inhibitors to help farmers keep nitrogen in place and improve efficiency in the field. He says while not every state agrees on every proposal, Iowa's focused on advancing policies that impact the greatest number of corn growers across the broadest area. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman from Commodity Classic.